All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. And in the studio right now, getting ready to do a live set for us, we have Dark Serenity. Can you hear me, folks?
Yeah.
Yep. Hello.
Hello.
All right, how you doing?
Good.
Doing good today.
Thanks.
Happy to be here.
All right. Why don't we get started? What do you have for us first?
All right, this one's called For the Best. It's the first song we wrote as a group.
Okay. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J, and you are listening to Dark Serenity. Yeah, we're off to a good start.
Good.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right, you said that was the very first song, huh?
Yeah, that was the first song we ever wrote, being the group of three that we are now.
Okay, was it a different group before as far as members? Or?
Well, we had always kind of... So we had started the idea of the band, but I would say that until we found this specific three, we weren't really who we are today. You know, finding a solid group where everyone has the same goals, same aspirations, and a very similar writing style is really the turning point, I think.
Okay, so, but it was always called Dark Serenity, though?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been in this particular... form, I should say. I'm trying to come up with words, but I'm failing today. Forgive me.
Well, our first live show, the three of us, is actually the year anniversary of that is in 2 days.
Oh, really?
So yeah. We haven't been playing just the three of us for too long.
We have to do something about that, right?
We intend to continue for as long as possible. But
okay, where was that at a year ago?
A Token Lounge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
Do you remember who you played with?
We played with, I think it was The Creeping Chaos and Black Heron. And what was it?
I think so.
I think that was it. Yeah.
Hey, that's good enough.
For a fact that that's at least a couple of
them. Couldn't remember it a year ago that far, so you're better than me. All right, why don't you go around the room real quick and introduce yourself since you are the group.
I'm Kate. I am the guitarist and vocalist.
I'm Zach, and I'm on bass.
I'm Mike, and I'm percussion.
All right. So Kate, Zach, and what was it, Mike?
Mike, yep.
Yeah.
That's us.
I'm getting to the point of the beginning of dementia now, so you'll just have to... I'm just kidding, but, you know, all those rock and roll concerts growing up, I've killed a lot of brain cells. You understand.
Oh, we get it.
Might have to speak up for you, too. Depends. Were you at a Motorhead show?
Oh, yeah. I saw Motorhead open up for Ozzy Osbourne on his first tour in 81.
Can you hear me now?
No. So, yeah, all the senses are not what they used to be.
Sure.
Worth every minute of it. You're right. All right, what do you have for us next?
Well, I think next we'll do Let Live.
Let Live.
Okay.
You can't be friends, I said, go tell your mama, go tell your mama, go tell your mama.
Dark Serenity. So, you kids are still kind of young, unlike me, but you like a good rock and roll. I know you like the older stuff. You mentioned Motorhead, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. I could say that it's ironic that you mentioned Ozzy, because that would be the music that got Zach into... that was what got you into the music that you like today, and then... He turned into a really big prog nerd, so he's really into...
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to thank YouTube Recommended, because it started with just Ozzy, and then eventually I'm like, Black Sabbath, what is this? And it just continued.
And it just snowballed from there, didn't it?
Yes, yeah, it snowballed into some awesome, awesome, wonderful bands.
Wow. You know, it's a great thing that you are able to still listen to and check out music like that the way you can, and it's at your fingertips.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing now.
It's beautiful. You know, also having the physical copy of the music is so rewarding. To have a tangible item that represents what you love is just, it's really great.
It's starting to come back, though. It said vinyl sales are way up. They're out selling all the other physical media.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I remember as a teenager, that was my shopping. You know how... I'm not saying you, Katie, but like how some women just get so excited when they come home with that brand new dress or purse or
it's
whatever.
It's funny because for me it's music gear.
Yeah. So you're like me. I mean, there was nothing could beat coming home with a brand new LP and opening up and the smell of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just the smell of a new LP, just like a new book or something. There's just something that can't be beat when it comes to something like that. And you'd put it on for the first time, and you could hear, you'd outplay it after a couple of months. You'd play side A and side B in its entirety. You didn't play one song and then move on to something else. And the artists from back then, they made good enough records you could listen to the whole thing, right?
I just think people have too short of attention spans. They always just buy singles, and they listen to songs individually, and you're not going in it looking for the full experience of the full album.
No, and I think a lot of the youth today, it's just background to them. You know, they're trying to do three or four other things at the same time they're listening to music. You know, they're texting, they're, you know, watching something else on a screen. They're doing all kinds of things. They're not, like, actually sitting there or whatever you do and soaking that music in like we did back in the day. But.
And I'll admit that I had fallen into that trap also, where it was always playing in the background and I'd pull up something else on my computer. But one thing I really started to appreciate was concept albums, and those aren't very common anymore. But when I got Clockwork Angels on vinyl, it's two vinyl front and back all the way through, and I listened to the entire thing and read the lyrics out of my out of the sleeve of the vinyl, and that was amazing to me. I'm really glad that I forced myself to just dedicate, you know, 2 hours, or not quite, but, you know, to listening to the whole thing, reading it. And that's a different way to experience music, and I'm glad that I was able to do that.
Do you see the band doing something anywhere near like that, maybe in the future someday? Or?
Yeah, actually, our second album, so we're already done with the first one. I'm glad that that's finally done. It's being released very soon.
Okay.
And the second album we're working on right now is actually called Tarot, and we're taking all 23 tarot cards. We're writing a song for every single one, and the plan is actually to basically make it one song with 23 parts. So it's going to be very long. It's going to be a long concept album.
It's going to be your 2112, I see.
That's the plan. Yeah.
I look forward to that. That sounds cool. Okay, so the first one is almost ready. When can we see that? Ballpark.
Well, it's actually it's completely mixed and mastered. We have it. We just need to release it. So over the next 2 weeks, we're going to submit it to CD Baby. You know, then it will be published and available. Honestly, within 2 weeks, we should have the music. I just don't have an exact date right now.
So yeah. No later than the end of October, then.
Absolutely.
No, there's not even. They won't even get to that point.
We waited too long to get this album done. Now it's right. We made sure it's right, and time for waiting is over. So we're getting it. We're getting it done.
Okay. What is it called?
It's called Memento Mori.
Okay. Okay. And well, you'll be able to get it through CDB. Yeah. I can't talk today. I got too much caffeine in me. I'm, you know, the strong stuff I drink nowadays, you know. But anyway.
CD Baby is going to be it's our platform that we're using to distribute onto every platform. So it will be available iTunes, Spotify, anything else.
All the usual suspects.
The usual. Yes.
Okay. All right, so we'll look forward to that. And then the next one, that's farther down the pike.
Yeah,
we've only got like 3 down, 20 to go. So
something like that.
It's exciting. It's going to be a lot of work.
All right. Okay, let's play another one. What do you have this time?
Benjamin? Yeah, we'll play Benjamin now.
All right.
Benjamin used to mean something. Do you recall? But now when I hold you in my hands, I fear that you mean nothing at all. The gold is gone and still you've caused too much harm. Oh, I can't find the reason, the why, but I think the love is gone. And every time I push you away, you come crawling back by dawn. Push me, pull me, use me, break me. You love me, you hate me. Thank you.
right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J, and you're listening to the sounds of Dark Serenity. Wow. I'm glad that this kind of music is still, you know, alive and kicking.
Oh, us too.
Gosh, that's all that we want, is to keep it alive and kicking.
Oh, it's still alive. Rock's not dead.
Well, Rock's not dead. It's just taking a little nap. So
time to wake him up.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I'm kind of enjoying it just the way it is, because when I started listening to rock as we know it, it was mostly for people that were younger, and not everybody got it, but the ones that did get it got it like really hard, you know, no pun intended. And it wasn't for everybody, and it wasn't like so super popular that everybody was jumping on the bandwagon. Then eventually even rock, even metal for a while there just became so big that everybody wanted to go to a metal show. Even people that didn't like metal would go to metal shows, you know. And it just got ridiculous. It's now you're sitting there standing around 15,000 other people that are posers, and they're just there to say that they're there, you know, and they weren't really into the music. And one of the things I remember about my metal and punk buddies is they got really bummed out when it became mainstream and everything took over, and it said, wow, it's not any fun anymore. So it's almost great that it's gotten back to the point where the people that go to your kind of shows and punk shows and metal shows, they're there because they really want to be there because they really enjoy and love the music.
That is true.
So, I mean, think about it. Let me ask you this. Wouldn't you rather play to 2,000 people that had their undivided attention and were there to see you? Or would you rather play to 20,000 people where most of them are out getting a beer or going to the bathroom or God knows what else?
Definitely the 2,000.
So that's just my take on it. So, but anyway, I'm enjoying this. Now, I take it most of the songs that we're hearing today, they're all on the upcoming release?
Yes.
It's everyone that we've played so far.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What do we have now?
All right. This is one that is not on the new album that we're releasing. This one is going to be on the new concept album called Tarot. This one's called The Hanged Man.
What's that? I'm sorry?
This one's called The Hanged Man. It's
Hanged. Hanged Man.
Yeah, thank it's you. The name of one of the cards.
Gotcha.
He had to take it to his own hands. There's nothing else to do. And a man comes to take his life and he finds break. Oh, no! Do you know what I'm saying?
Live from Studio J with Dark Serenity. All right. Yeah, we can tell you guys are influenced by Sabbath.
Gosh, if you could see in the studio, you just look at my guitar and you'd be like, yeah, she likes Iommi. Got the I can't say the same guitar. Nobody has a guitar as legendary as Monkey, but...
No, but we can definitely tell you have that hard rock, blues rock lead kind of influence going there.
Yeah.
Anybody else that floats your boat, Katie, as far as besides Tony Iommi or...
I'd say he's my primary inspiration. Are you talking about maybe vocals or guitar?
Both, actually. Well, let's do vocals, too, yeah.
Gosh, so... Janis Joplin as a vocalist.
Okay, one of the best.
Yeah, she did... She didn't treat her voice well, which is the only sad part.
Well, she didn't treat any part of her body that well.
Yeah, that's
unfortunately.
That's true. So, I mean... There's no, I wouldn't say there's no visible or like audible influence to other people when they see me playing guitar with this person, but they influenced me to start playing guitar, be Randy Rhoads.
Okay.
It's really important to me. And right now, who's really influencing me, who's on the scene right now, is Gary Clark Jr.
Okay. God, I know that sounds familiar. School me on that. I know I've heard that name.
He's a blues guy, like the modern blues guy.
Okay.
Modern blues, he's the man.
He's the man. Mike got the chance to see him live.
Yeah, I saw him a couple weeks ago at down in Grand Rapids. He was awesome.
Okay. National touring artist, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, he's doing very well, and I'm really, really happy about it.
I know I've heard that name before. Where is he from? What area, do you know?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, actually, we don't know.
Yeah. Sure. I know somebody else that's been in the studio has brought his name up. I just can't remember who and why. But
you should check him out.
I think this makes twice I've heard about him. I better.
There you go.
What about you, Mike, as far as drums go?
I'd say my top influences are probably Dave Grohl, John Bonham, Taylor Hawkins, Midge Mitchell. Ginger Baker's a good one. All the power hitters.
The loud, bombastic.
Oh, yeah. Can't go any other way.
Yeah, I tell you, Keith Moon, though, I mean.
Oh, yeah, Keith Moon. Man. What a guy.
You seen live videos of him sometimes?
Oh, yeah, I've seen live videos. And he also stuck two M80s in his bass drums, and that's when the Who actually lost all their hearing at the same time. That's when they stuck M80s in his bass drum in the cabinets, and they set them off at a concert. Yeah, can't do that now.
It's all his fault, but he didn't stick around to take the blame, did he?
No.
He knew what he was doing. All right. So, okay. Why don't we get some more music in then?
Yeah, sure.
What do we have now?
We can do Black Sheep next.
Black Sheep.
This one is also off of the new album that we're releasing. We'll be right back.
Station making waves, WHFR.FM, live from Studio J with Dark Serenity. All right, one of our listeners called in. She schooled me on it. Gary Clark Jr., Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. All right.
Yes.
Thanks for schooling him.
Yeah, I appreciate it. She's definitely a music fan. That's why she listens to this station and your music.
Awesome.
So,
definitely
yeah.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my personal opinion, there's only three areas that I know for sheer breadth and depth of great music. That's Detroit, Austin, and Nashville.
Okay.
You get
sure.
great music.
I can agree with you there.
Yeah, sure.
You can find great music anywhere on the planet, but those three, I think we kick you-know-what and take names.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
So, I completely agree. We've found so much diversity in music, diversity and creativity in the area, and we've met a lot of now really good friends just doing what we love here. And
yeah.
It's really cool to see how other people take that creative energy and use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, we don't have anything else to do. We don't have jobs, so we might as well make music, right?
Yeah. That's the truth.
But yeah, she was telling me that Gary's played with the Stones, B.B. King.
Played with the Foo Fighters one time, too.
Yeah, I guess he is a big deal. I don't know why I haven't heard from him. See, that's one of the reasons why I like being here. Even I learn some things sometimes.
I mean, I learned where he was from. I feel kind of bad for not knowing that.
Well, that's all right. There's plenty of time. Keep learning. That's what it's all about, especially with music. That's the other thing I always tell people when they go on and on about the popular music today. And it's like, you know what? No one is going to know who any of these artists are 40 years from now. The bands I grew up with, everybody still knows them like they met them yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'm always wondering what artists we have today that are going to have the longevity that the artists that we listen to have. Because it feels like people are always coming in and out of the spotlight. And I always think about who are going to be the bands, who are going to be the musicians that we're going to think about in 40 years and still play.
Yeah, there was no way of predicting it back when I was young, but I know now, and it's just like I said, there are 14-year-olds that know who Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin are, but But ask a 14-year-old 40 years from now who some of these pop stars are, they're not going to have a clue.
Oh yeah, I agree.
You might as well be speaking, you know, a foreign language. You'll get the same response. And the thing is with rock and roll, you notice rock of any kind, whether it's hard rock, metal rock, punk rock, the people that really truly get into that music, they're in it for life.
Yeah.
You know, they don't outgrow it when they get older. They're still into it 20 years down the road. But most other genres, most other type, especially pop music, 5 years later, it's past history. It's done. It's gone. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's even songs from 10 years ago that used to play on the radio, pop songs, and every once in a while you'll hear them in like a random scenario and you'll go, God, I haven't thought about that song in 10 years.
And then those bands have to play with five other bands for a cheap price just to bring people in to go see them. Whereas the bands we're talking about that we love so much, they can still fill stadiums and arenas just because they exist. Oh, do they have a new album out? Ah, who cares? We'll go see them.
We'll go see them anyway.
Exactly. So I just want to briefly talk about that new one coming up, if you don't mind. Now, do any of you actually read tarot cards? Are you actually knowledgeable about it, or just interested?
I'd say we're just now getting into it. Actually, Kate has a tarot card tattoo, and Mike has one, and I'm waiting to get mine.
What's holding you up?
I say money, but I think I'm just scared of needles.
I think you're definitely right.
You know what? I'm running out of excuses, so I need to just do this.
Okay. So I was the one to get mine first. Come on, like, look at me. I look like I'm like 15. So like, if I can do it, you can do it.
But I think I'm really fascinated, and it was kind of fun because I don't know how the idea came up, but we kind of wanted to do it. A concept album, and we thought it'd be a lot of fun because we like writing meaningful lyrics, and we naturally have longer songs.
We also just love to learn about stuff like this, mm-hmm. or anything. There's some sort of subject matter that we haven't kind of explored. It's good writing material. It makes us more educated. people. It's just...
And it kind of goes with the stuff that you're interested in, the older music. There was a lot of songs and groups that came out with concept albums. Not just concept albums, but they came out with songs that had lyrics that actually told stories mm-hmm. or educated you on anything from history to mythology, whatever.
That's why I love Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden, no. Yeah, they don't get bigger than that. Those guys can play like 2 months in Japan, you know, just and stay there and move in. That's how big they are.
Oh yeah.
They headline festivals in like out, you know, in Europe and South America where they're
metal
the headliners.
Even bigger.
Yep.
What's that?
Where metal is even bigger than it is here.
Yeah, I to this day I hear about them playing some festival and it's 800,000 people in at one place.
Oh yeah. It's and the ocean of people.
To see Iron Maiden and groups like that.
I would be in that 800,000. I would be there. I want to go.
Someday, got to save up your money. But anyway, we should get back to the music. We want to get at least two or three more songs in.
Okay. All right. We've got one called False Reality off of our new album. Here it is.
We'll be right back.
Dark Serenity, live in Studio J. Well, you said you're not doing live very much as far as performing right now, but I figured I'd ask. Yeah, well, okay. You said you haven't been doing it lately, so you do have upcoming shows, right?
I don't think I said that. Yeah, we got upcoming shows. We're playing this Saturday at the Music Box, October 5th at the New Dodge. We've got, gosh, I have a full calendar. I just don't remember.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Okay.
I don't know if I said that by accident, but
I think you said before you hadn't been doing a lot of live performances.
Oh no, we hadn't started doing live performances as a group of three until about a year ago. So
oh, okay.
Since that time where we started about a year ago, we've been, I would say, considerably packed.
I misunderstood you.
Oh, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
We've actually played the Token Lounge. I'll have to double check. I think it's 15 or 16 times in 1 year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so
just
that venue alone
know.
On top of the, we've been to the Crowfoot,
played
which
the Blind
has been a lot
Pig,
of fun. St. Andrew's Hall. That was a good show.
So. Blind Pig.
Blind Pig is closer to home, so that's good.
So you played the big places. Okay. All right, so let's start over again. Don't blame the DJ.
No worries.
Go ahead. Let's talk about the upcoming shows then.
Sure, yeah. Saturday, playing at the Music Box in Jackson.
We haven't played there yet before. I'm kind of excited to see what it's about.
Yeah.
Okay.
October 5th at the New Dodge. So we haven't played there either, which
that's
is
a cool place. It's
yeah?
nice. Yeah.
That's good. We're working on some other gigs that are actually under wraps right now because we're still working out some details. But got a lot of bands in the area that we're looking to connect with because we've established, I would say, a group of bands that we've, you know, come in contact with. And it's, we also always want to keep building. We always want to keep building relationships and meeting new amazing people and finding new opportunities together. And it's a fun ride.
Okay, great. All right, so I guess if somebody wants to find out, then you have a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, we have Facebook and Instagram that have all of our upcoming events as they come. That would just be Dark Serenity Band on both of the platforms. So
okay.
Dark Serenity Band.
So just stay tuned for that for the upcoming shows that we don't know about yet. Then.
Yep. And we promote shows. We'll be promoting our music releases. Be promoting any other sort of special events for anyone who's interested in checking us out.
All right. Well, I think we got time for one more. Once again, Katie, Zach, Mike.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming to play for us.
Oh, thank you.
I really enjoyed it. I hope you did too.
Thanks for having us, man. Yeah.
I had a great time.
All right. What are you going to leave us with?
This one is called What You Can't See.
I can't stop, hide my love.
with too much, there's no reason to even try.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio.